Father, bless these words. In Psalm chapter 8, what is man? In Psalm 8, verse 4. What is man? What is a human being? What is a person? What am I? What is man that thou art mindful of him? You know what that word mindful is? That you actively bring him all the time into your remembrance, into your consciousness. That's what mindful means. You're actively bringing each person into your consciousness. God is actively bringing you into his consciousness. The psalmist essentially saying, God, what am I that you actively bring me into your consciousness? What am I, God, that you are so intimately interested in me? The psalmist is saying, God, what am I that you are intimately interested in me? That you are intimately involved in my life? That you are intimately my... You know what it is? That I intimately encompass your consciousness, God. That's what it means. I intimately and completely, in its entirety, I encompass God's consciousness. I have God's undivided attention. He is intimately interested in every detail, every minutia of my life is intimately interesting to God. You know God's not bored with you? You know God's not disgusted with you? You know God's not disappointed in you? God will not reject you. God will not say, you know what, you blew it today, forget it, I've had enough. God will never say that to you. So the psalmist says, who am I, God, that you would be so intimately wrapped up in me? Can you imagine this? The eternal mind that encompasses every point of the universe, its entire consciousness is focused on me. The entire consciousness of the omnipresent eternal God is focused squarely with no interruption on you. Who am I, God, that you are so interested in me? If you turn to Song of Solomon, chapter 2, this is the answer. The Word of God says, I am the rose of Sharon. This is God speaking. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. As the lily among the thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Do you realize what he's saying? He says, look at my beauty and look at my splendor. I am God. As I am, so are you, my love. That's what he is saying to you. God is saying to you, I am beautiful and splendid, and as I am, so are you, my love. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. This is God's heart towards you. This is how God sees you. This is the reality of the matter of what God thinks of you. He brings you to the banqueting table and He puts a banner over you. The banner is love. He's saying, this is my love. God has an unbelievably romantic heart toward His bride. He says, this, the one who is so beautiful, the one who is so glorious, this is my love. This is my love. It's you. That's you. This is my love. That's what He said. Stay with me with flagons. Comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. It's not to say, like, I'm sick of it. No, that means I'm intoxicated in it. It is filling. It's permeating. It overtakes me. The love of God overtakes me. His left hand is under my head, and His right hand doth embrace me. The wisdom of God and the power of God. He holds me in His wisdom. He embraces me in His power. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem. By the way, we are the daughters of Jerusalem. Why? We are the spiritual Israel. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the roses and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till He please. The voice of my beloved. Behold, He cometh, leaping upon the mountain, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, He standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing Himself through the lattice. Now listen to this. This is what God is saying to you. This is what God is saying to you. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one. So come, my love, rise up, my love, my beautiful one. The one that has my beauty in you. Remember, we are like the lilies of the valley. He is the lily of the valley. And we are like Him. Said, you who are as beautiful, who has my beauty in you, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Do you know how God longs for every person, every believer, to say to them, rise up, my love, and come away. Come out of the world. Come out of that which is natural. Come out of that which is flesh or soulish. Come away. Where does He want her to go? He wants her to go unto Him. Because He is her lover. He is the lover of her soul. Lo, for lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. Oh, the dark time, the difficult time, the cold time, the time of separation is over. It is done, it is finished, it is past. And the rain, the difficult seasons, the trials, they are just over. They are over, it is past. If you come with me, the winter is gone and the rain is past. Come, my love. Come, my love. And the winter will be past, and the rain will be over. And it will be gone. The troubles of my life, the heartaches, the circumstances, the things that have come through that which is natural, says, come, my love, and it will be past. It will be over. And the flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. It's a turtle dove. It's the flower, the fruit, the time of fruit is come. That's what a flower is. A flower is fruit. It says, the time to be fruitful is come. And the joy in your heart and the fulfillment of the promise is at hand. Come, my love. Come, my love. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs. So now there is not just the appearance, there is also the fruit. There is also the fruit of the life. That life has accomplished something. Now there is fruit. And the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. Oh, the aroma of the believer in the breath of God. Do you realize what that means? We are a sweet savor in 2 Corinthians. We are a sweet savor. Our prayers in Revelation 5 are a savor. Our prayers are a savor. Do you realize you are a savor to God? Do you realize what that is, to be a savor? That means that you, as the aroma that God inhales, you mix with the breath of God. The breath that gave life, the Holy Spirit, breath of God, and you become intertwined and mixed and one with the breath of God. Come, my love. Come, my love. This is what I have to offer you. You enter this holy union where I become one. A spirit with a spirit. And I mix with the breath of God. Oh, tell me that He is not the lover of your soul. God is the lover of your soul. That's why He died. Why He died? Because He's the lover of your soul. Arise, my love, fair one, and come away. Arise and come away. O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock. O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock. I live in the cleft of the rock. This is why Moses had to hide in a cleft and God covered him with His hand. Do you realize what the cleft of the rock is? Christ said, He is the rock. We live in His heart. Oh, my love that lives in my heart. Did you know that the love God has for you, you live in His heart? This is how He can be so intimately occupied with you. Because you live in the cleft of the rock. In the secret places of the stairs, let me see Thy countenance. Let me hear Thy voice, For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. This is what he thinks of you. He says, your voice to me is very sweet, and you are beautiful. So he sees you. Your voice to me is very sweet, and I see you as utterly beautiful. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. Spoiling the vines, the little foxes that come and steal the fruit. Those little spirits, those little elements that come and spoil the fruit. Take them away. What are you saying? Take them away. For our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. God is mine, and I am God. Did you know that? You are God, and he is yours. Yes. You are God, and he is yours. God wants you to know that. He is yours. He feedeth among the lilies. That lilies there is talking about the purification of faith. He feeds in the purification of my faith. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like the roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Beda. Until the day break and the shadows flee away. Until you are walking in light. Until you have grown and fully become matured. Just try. And be like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Beda. What is the mountain? You turn unto God and you're like a roe and you skip across the mountain. This is God's heart towards you. This is God's heart towards you. There is no rejection in that heart. There's just an overwhelming, powerful love.